1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, and welcome to WDCE, broadcasting from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming at www.wdce.org. This is Curtis Stigers, and you are listening to the Cool Jazz Set. And now, here's your host, Paul Pierce. Hello, and welcome to WDCE, broadcasting from the University of Richmond at...
Oh, thanks, Curtis. Curtis Steiger is one of my favorites here, and I appreciate that nice intro. What a nice guy. What a great voice he has, too. Welcome, my friends, for 2 hours of this great American art, modern jazz with taste. And we'll get started right now with a nice recording by Mr. Stigers. And I think you'll like this. And he's joined by the young French vocalist, Cyril Amy. You make me feel so young.
A one, a two, a one, and two, and three. You make me feel so young. You make me feel like spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual.
The moment that you speak, I want to go and play hide and seek. I want to go and bounce the moon, just like a toy balloon.
You and I are just like a couple of tots.
Running across the meadow,
picking up lots of forget-me-nots.
You make me feel so young.
You You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. Cause you make me feel so young. A couple of tots
running along the meadows,
picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so
young. You make me feel so young.
You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. Even when I'm old and gray,
even when you're old and gray,
I'm gonna feel the way I do,
the way
today,
I do today.
Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so young.
You make me feel so young.
Très jeune, baby.
Oui, merci, je sais, je sais.
You make me feel so
young. You make me feel so young.
Here we go now.
Thank you.
Alan Broadbent's trio, featuring Alan on piano, Brian Bromberg on bass, and Joe LaBarbera on drums. That was Harry Warren's composition, I Wish I Knew. Up next, a brand new release from Diana Krall. Turn Up the Quiet is the title of the album, and this is a nice piece. It features Diana on vocals and piano, and then Christian McBride, the bassist, and Russell Malone, the guitarist, like Someone in Love.
Lately, I find myself out gazing at stars, hearing guitars like someone in love. Sometimes the things you do astound me, mostly whenever you're around me. Wings, bump into things like someone in love. Each time I look at you, I'm a limp as a glove and feeling like someone in love. Thank you.
to walk as though I had wings. Bump into things like someone in them. Each time I look at you, I'm limp as a glow. And feeling like someone, feeling like someone, feeling like someone in love.
Standing alone without a dream in my heart, love of my own. Blue moon, you just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I could care for. Suddenly it appeared for me. Only one my arms could hold. Someone whispered, please adore me. When I looked, that moon turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart and a love of my own. Without a dream in my heart, love of my own.
Thank you.
McChesney on trombone, and on vocals, piano, and also playing the bass line, Pat Tuzzolino, Blue Moon. That, by the way, is on YouTube. It's an interesting video to watch, too. Just type in Bob McChesney and Blue Moon, and it'll pop up. Okay, before that, we heard a nice recording by Curtis Calderon, one of my favorite artists. He's a marvelous trumpet and flugelhorn player, but he's also a wonderful vocalist, although he didn't sing on this one. He's part of the Four Freshmen, by the way. If you saw the Four Freshmen any time in the last several years, you saw him playing trumpet and singing. Anyway, that was Just Friends, and that featured on baritone sax Rob Hart. And that was from an album by Curtis Calderon titled Lost Soul, a tribute to Chet Baker. Here's Tony Desair, a fine young pianist and vocalist as well. How deep is the ocean?
How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? Where you are, how far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? Thank you.
Hi, this is Marian McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And music education taking place right here at the University of Richmond. Well, let's get caught up here. The last recording we heard was entitled Seventh Heaven, recorded in 1984. It's a nice quintet headed up by pianist Tom Garvin, the late Tom Garvin, a good old friend as well from the Richmond area, that made his mark on the West Coast. And let's see, John Patitucci, the wonderful bass player on that, Bob Shepard on tenor saxophone. And that was entitled Pumpkins, and that was written by Tom Garvin. Before that, we heard a nice quartet, Guido Basso, the great flugelhorn player with his quartet that featured Frank Collette on piano, Andy Simpkins, the bassist, and Terry Clark on drums. And we heard I've Never Been in Love Before. Well, up next, a brand new release. I just got this from her. This is Emily Claire Barlow and her brand new album entitled Clear Day with the Metropole Orchestra. And this is a nice tune, I'm sure you know, The Midnight Sun. Canadian artist Emily Claire Barlow from her latest release, Clear Day, and a nice album. She has several really fine albums out, by the way. Let's see, we'll finish up this first set with a release that's just come out. It was recorded back in 1960, but it's just been released. Concert done in Paris by Thelonious Monk and his quintet. And this is a nice tune that he wrote called Well, You Needn't, Thelonious Monk.